Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1298. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Bar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basram Moshe and Lerafur Shleim Avraham Ben Chaya. Getting back to our malacha of Zaira winnowing. Okay, we're trying to go through a few more odds and ends, a few more interesting questions, brought down some various different sfarim, reference to the malacha of Zaira winnowing, and Bezras Hashem, we want to move on from there. The next malacha I want to try and tackle, as they say in English, is the malacha Bezras Hashem of merakeid, sifting, because sifting, straining, and so on, because of the fact that it's really one of the three malachas that we've been talking about, which is Zoyra, winnowing, Boyrer, separating in general, and merakeid, which is more on the straining aspect of it, straining, sifting, and so on. So we want to try, and most of a good chunk of merakeid is a little bit of a review, basically, from Boyrer, which is extremely important, which we haven't, which we did a few years ago. So, and Boyrer is a malacha which has to be constantly reviewed. I mean, it comes up every single week, pretty much in every single house. So the merakeid is basically the sifting and straining part of Boyrer. So we'll try and go through a few different interesting questions, wrote down this forum, and then we'll move on from there. Okay, so just trying to finish up our malacha of Zoyra winnowing. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, there was one Isser Midrabbanim, a Gezerah Midrabbanim, which we really didn't talk about too much. We started it, but I think we got a little bit off on a tangent. That is the Mishra, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Yud Tes, at the end of Sif Zion, if you have soilus and oichel, you have a mixture of two, whatever, the two different things. You have shells with the nuts or something along those lines, which we said you can't blow on it, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, v'lo b'shtei yadav, not to, one should be careful, not to like strain it and not to separate it with two hands. What do we mean by that? The Mishnah Berurah will explain. Tell us the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, d'haynu l'dabik shtei yadav ka'achas v'likach b'shnei melula peyach. So he said, first of all, if you have, let's say the case of the peanuts with the brown shell on top, right? So blowing would help because the brown shell on top of the peanuts is very thin. But there's another gezeira. So that we understand, that we spoke about. But then there's actually a gezeira, which implies no wind. It tells us the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adin the miyad liyad chaverita," not to swing one hand to another, whereby all the peanuts and the shells will fall into the other hand, and then you pour it back into the first hand, whereby all the peanuts and the shells fall into that hand, and that hand, the first hand, and through that the shells get separated. The brown shells get separated. It's lav dafka shells. It could be with anything. But not to vuad in the miyad liyad chaverta ein nochen adas Rambam. According to Rambam, one should not be doing this. And we'll read the lashon from the Sefer Shabbos home how he explains this. Because in fact, this one might lead somebody to blowing on it. In other words, if I have a bunch of peanuts with brown shells, you know, the thin brown shells, and I start, I have it in my hands, no clean, no utensil, nothing. I just pour it from one hand to another. You know, I dump it from one hand into the other hand, and while I'm doing that, back and forth, one hand to the other. The brown shells are being falling by the wayside, because if you call it, because of the fact that the gravity pulls down the peanuts into my other hand, and the brown shells just like fall away. So there's a gezeira, one might come to blow away with their mouth the brown shells, which would be running into, could be a deraisa. A maisa would be a deraisa. You're blowing away psoilus from oichel. So that would be, that's a major problem. So that is the gezeira. So so therefore, Chazal said, don't pour from one hand to another. We'll read the lashon exactly in English from the Sefer Shabbos home. How he brings it down. So beautiful. So brings down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 304. He says a rabbinic prohibition. In other words, a gezeira that is runs under the guidelines of Zoyra winnowing. He says it is rabbinically, it's a midrabbon, and it's also to place both hands together, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, we saw in the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah explained, but it was very, only one line, a little bit hard to understand from the way he was saying. But Lamaisa, it's also midrabbon to place both hands together and toss a mixture up and down, okay, in order to cause the unwanted part to fall away. So we just gave an example of peanuts together with the brown shells on top. That's a very easy case, but again, it could be with anything. Likewise, it is forbidden to toss a mixture from one hand
to the other. Again, the same thing. What are we doing? You place both hands together, and you toss the mixture up and down in order to cause the unwanted part to fall away. Likewise, it is also usher to toss a mixture from one hand to the other hand so that the unwanted matter again falls away. Okay, so now he explains, in both of these instances, since no blowing or air current is being used to separate the items, Yitaka separating the items, is this really borer? It's sort of along the same lines, but Lamaisa, it's not worse than a Durabanan of Borer, if anything. But Lamaisa, they bring it down, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down as a Durabanan of Zoyre. Because of the fact, you're not really taking anything away, you're just doing an action, a motion, you know, be it as it may. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that that's a question of Borer, it just says it's a Durabanan, and the Mishabur doesn't say that either. And the Mishabur, or they just explain it's a Durabanan of Zoyra. Gezeira, one shouldn't come to blow. That's what he says. In both of these instances, since no, again, it's on page 304 in the Shabbos Home, in both of these instances, since no blowing air current is being used to separate the items, the Torah prohibition of winnowing of Zoyra does not apply. Nevertheless, the Chazal were concerned if these activities were permitted, they would lead to separating such items in a Isser Min HaTorah, the commandment, in a biblically prohibited manner, he says. In other words, to lead whereby one would actually blow it away, min ha-toyra, with their mouth or with the wind and throwing it up, and the real zoyra as we know it, which is separating bad from good through a wind process. Okay, so, but the Shulchan Aruch does come along and say, in Simon Shin Yud Tes, Siv Zion, he does, don't do it with two hands. That you could do to shake with one hand. That you could do. So he brings it down to the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas. Nevertheless, quoting that Shulchan Aruch that we just mentioned, it is permitted to take the mixture. You have a mixture of the nuts and the shells or whatever, to take the mixture in one hand. Not, you can't do it with two hands. Then we're afraid one might come to start blowing on it. To take the mixture in one hand and wave it up and down to cause the unwanted matter to fall away. Again, nevertheless, it is allowed to take the mixture in one hand and wave it up and down with one hand to cause the unwanted matter to fall away. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, like we just did, since separating in this manner is unusual, therefore Chazal were not concerned that it would lead to separating in a forbidden manner, which would be blowing on it. Doing so, however, is permitted only if one will use the unwanted, the wanted item right away. It's a good point that how he brings it down. He brings this from the Egle Tal and the Malacha of Zoyre. You could do this, but you might be running into a problem of Boyer, but doing so, however, is permitted only if one will use the wanted item right away. In other words, I need the peanuts. Right, I need the peanuts. So you're not really, I guess it's a way of saying you're not really getting rid of the bed. You're moving your hand up and down. That's basically what's taking place. You take the mixture in one hand and you wave your hand up and down to cause the unwanted matter just to fall away. So it's sort of like, I don't want to say with a shinai, but it could be a type of a thing whereby you're taking the good from the bad, so you have to make sure that you eat it right away, in conjunction with the halachas of boirer, or zoyre for that matter, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.